Time now for the Cyclone Insider right here on the Morning Kickstart, Iowa's best country, Kicks 101.1, with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones. He's been busy lately, John Walters. John, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Brandon?
Doing pretty good. I thought Iowa State going to come back and win it last night against South Dakota State, but for the past 5-6 years, I'd say South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits, have had a really good, kind of almost underrated basketball program. They've made a couple appearances to the NCAA tournament, things like that. Going into it, at least I was kind of thinking, not going to be an easy contest last night. Iowa State tried to put up a good battle in the second half, but it just seemed like for the longest time last night, it was that 9-point threshold that Iowa State just couldn't get over for the longest time, and then finally did, and finally made a nice comeback to try to win it.
Yeah, you're right. They had gotten it down to 9 on several occasions in the second half and couldn't quite get any closer. And then finally, they did burst through that imaginary wall and got it down to a 1-point game with about 30 seconds to go and had a great chance. But, you're right. South Dakota State is a very good program. They're picked to win the Summit League. So when you take an inexperienced team against them with a bunch of freshmen playing, you know, they're a veteran team that knows what they're doing. They're going to do their stuff, and they're going to do it well. And, you know, I think if Iowa State maybe had a chance to play them later in the season, they'd have a better chance to beat them. But still had a great chance last night if they had come back. But certainly you want to win that game. But I think it was a learning experience for the young guys. And I think Iowa State will grow from that. You know, they've got DePaul coming in on Sunday. They'll see if they can beat DePaul, win that Big East, Big 12 challenge game. And go forward from there because, there's going to be bumps in the road, especially early with this team, because they are a lot of newcomers. Even if they're not freshmen, they're still newcomers. Tyler Harris, Jalen Coleman-Lands, Javen Johnson hadn't played until, you know, in an Iowa State uniform until the season. So those are the veteran guys, you know, to go along with the very young newcomers in the program. So, you know, I'm not totally discouraged by it. It was too bad they couldn't find a way to get over the hump, but I think they'll grow from it, and I think they'll be better in the long haul for it.
What kind of team do you think this is? Because I know they're kind of, still trying to find their style, how they want to play. Do you think it's their suit to inside, outside, that kind of thing? Do you think, they'll hang their hat on defense? What kind of mentality or would you say that Cyclone fans can expect from this team once it kind of gels?
Well, I think one thing they were really expecting this season, and I think it'll still come to fruition, is that they're going to be a better shooting team than last year's team. Last year's team shot right around the 30% mark from three-point range. And if you took Tyrese Halliburton out of that, they were under 30%. Halliburton, of course, missed the last 10 games with an injury. This year they brought in Tyler Harris, who can shoot it, Jalen Coleman-Lands, who can shoot it, Javen Johnson, who can shoot it. They've added some real pieces that can shoot the three-point shot. And we saw in game one, you know, they shot it poorly out of the stretch, out of the start. They were 0-for-7 from the floor to start the game against Pine Bluff. But then they hit 12 out of 25 the rest of the way, which is very good. So, you know, this game, they couldn't make shots, you know. And they're going to be a team that's going to probably ride the wave of their three-point shooting because they play a smaller lineup. You know, if they played a bigger lineup, a more traditional lineup, you would say, okay, they're probably not going to depend as much on the three-point shot. But this is a team that's going to have to make shots to win. And so they didn't. You know, they didn't last night. They made their first. I think they missed. They made one of their next 19, you know, and then made a couple at the end when it got close. But, you know, even if they had made three more threes over the course of that game, they'd have a nice win. But you got to make some shots. And they had some good looks. They took some that were a little bit rushed. But, you know, all in all, that's going to have to be a strength of this team as we go forward. But I think especially if they're going to play small ball, which I think is what they want to do.
Switching gears to the football side of things, Iowa State looking to go 8-2, obviously up to number 9 in the college football playoff picture. Things looking really good, very favorable for Iowa State. Plus, they get West Virginia at home this Saturday with a 2:30 kickoff. What is the key to coming out of here to make sure you get yourself into the Big 12 title game?
Well, there's a lot of dominoes that would have to fall incorrectly for Iowa State to not make the Big 12 title game. Not only would Iowa State have to lose to West Virginia, but about six or seven other things would have to happen, including Texas losing to both Kansas State and Kansas. Mm-hmm. All that being said, you know, even though ESPN has it as a 99% probability that Iowa State's going to get in the championship game, I don't think you want to take anything for granted. Iowa State would like to just play their own way in on Saturday. Now, there are two games prior to their game, and either one of those outcomes could put Iowa State in the championship game. But I don't think Matt Campbell's going to be concentrating on the championship game on Saturday. He's going to be concentrating on his group of seniors, having their senior day, this group that maybe took a leap of faith and came to join Matt Campbell when they didn't really have a track record to show them. They just basically said, we have a vision of winning a Big 12 championship, and these guys bought it, and here they are, you know. And so this is going to be the most accomplished senior class in the history of Iowa State football, and they really want to send these guys out with a win at home against West Virginia. So that's going to be the priority. But along the way, if it gets you in the Big 12 championship game, then that's just great. Mm-hmm. And it would be a tremendous accomplishment. But, you know, if they win this game, Brandon, they'll be the only team standing with only one loss. So even though the Big 12 doesn't necessarily crown a Big 12 regular season champion in football like they do in basketball, which I don't understand at all, you would be the only team with one loss. You would be the regular season Big 12 conference champions, having beaten everybody in the league and beaten, you know, at a round-robin schedule. You'd be the only one standing with only one loss. So that would be a tremendous accomplishment for Iowa State.
Yeah, definitely. So in the movement for Matt Campbell, that would be huge for him. Final question for you, John, as we're talking with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters. You know, one thing that I've thought about watching college football this fall has been that this year basically can not count for some individuals if they want to come back next year because of the COVID. Has that played a role? Do you think there'll be some seniors that will actually come back next year for Iowa State?
Oh, I'm guessing there probably will. I don't know if it'll be a high number, but you know, I think every program in America will have some guys say, okay, I don't want to count that year against my eligibility. And it really makes sense for younger players. You know, there's no sense in not taking that extra year, you know. But for seniors, yes. I think some of them probably will make that decision. I'm sure some will move on with their lives. But I don't know what that number will be. It'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. But it is an option for these guys. And that'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, John, have a great call this Saturday. Looking forward to the big battle with West Virginia. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon.